confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She's not scared of you. She's got a picture on her wall to stare at during Are You Smarter Than Katie? She just mean mugs your picture the whole time.
Yeah,
every single contestant that we get, especially Lauren from Stockton.
Right.
Lauren, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for emailing us a picture of yourself so that Katie could print it up just for the purpose of staring at you. Like a true competitor.
You're very welcome.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. The jackpot is $60. We're building up a jackpot right now. She is on a winning streak. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question one, the Supreme Court has given President Trump a huge win to continue reducing the size of the federal government by doing mass layoffs and firings, even at a time when lack of staff is a possible cause of natural disasters being even more deadly. Name just one Supreme Court justice. Current.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Current Supreme Court Justice.
I have no idea.
All right, question two. Remember former child actor Gary Coleman? Remember how he, like, mysteriously died at the age of 42 from falling down and getting a brain damage, and his wife was a possible suspect? Well, A&E is doing a documentary about that, and she failed the lie detector test when asked about her involvement. Oh, what? What is another name for a lie detector?
Lie detector? Polygraph test.
Question three. The Monster series on Netflix is wildly popular. It dramatizes, am I saying that word right, Kevin? Dramatizes?
Mm-hmm.
Dramatizes the actions of different serial killers, but there are two new seasons coming out. The first one, next season, is about Ed Gein, who was the influence for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And the other was just announced. Season 4 is going to be about Lizzie Borden. How about that? Which killers were featured in one of the other two previous seasons?
Ed Gein.
What?
Ed? Is it Ed Gein?
No. In one of the previous ones. One of the ones that already aired.
Oh, so not Lizzie Borden. Ted Bundy?
Okay. And question four, Olivia Rodrigo's guitar player was doing an interview and confirmed that Olivia was very obsessed with keeping everyone happy on her tour. So much so that she paid for therapy for everyone and insisted that they go. What was the name of the album that that tour supported?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Question five, the disgraced owner of Fyre Festival is still out there trying to con people. He said Fyre Festival was coming back and he lied about the lineup again, but now he's given up and he is selling the Fyre Festival brand on an eBay auction. Bidding starts at $200,000, and if it increases by 40%, how much is that?
$200,000. That's 80,000. How much did it increase, or the total?
The total.
280,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Lauren, where are we headed?
To work this morning.
And where do you work? Is it in Stockton?
Yes, it's Edge's Electrical Group. It's an electrical distribution center.
Okay, that's fun. And is it true? Did I see that Stockton right now, no one's picking up your garbage?
What?
I thought that was in Philadelphia.
I think there's one in Philadelphia too, a strike. But I thought I saw something in the news that said Stockton's going through something right now too. No?
Our garbage got picked up.
All right, your garbage got picked up. All right, that's all that matters, Lauren. All right.
We have fires right now.
You have fires now? I didn't know about that. Where?
There's fires in downtown Stockton, one of the buildings, and I think there was one right here in Lathrop, a little further down.
Oh, my.
Jeez, it makes the...
There's a fire in downtown Stockton right now?
Not right now, but the other day, and at first, like, it was on the corner of one of the streets in a busy intersection.
Oh, my God.
That makes not having your trash picked up seem a lot better.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, you're on hold now. Katie, here we go. Question one. The Supreme Court gave President Trump a huge win and paved way for him to continue to do mass layoffs and firings at the federal government level. So there you go.
I don't know why he wouldn't be able to, though.
Some people, they were trying to make an argument that that needs to go through Congress.
Oh, I see.
And Supreme Court said, nah. Name just one Supreme Court justice, current Supreme Court justice.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Your favorite.
Right.
She's got all the trading cards.
Don't get me started.
What's Brett Kavanaugh's power? Like if you're playing on a card game.
Oh, Devil's Triangle.
Don't Google that. Question two. Former child actor Gary Coleman... From Different Strokes, remember how he mysteriously died at the age of 42 from falling down?
And no, Gavin, I don't.
You don't remember this? And he had brain hemorrhage from the fall, and his wife was a possible suspect?
I didn't remember he was dead.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or that he was alive.
Everybody was talking about it back then. I remember that. A&E's doing a documentary about that, and his wife... failed the lie detector test when asked about her involvement in that
Yikes.
Fall. Uh-oh. What is another name for a lie detector?
Polygraph.
Yeah, a polygraph test. Question three, the Monster series on Netflix. You watched that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It dramatizes serial killers, and there's two new seasons coming out. We all knew season three was going to be about Ed Gein, which influenced Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, okay.
But also, Lizzie Borden is going to be season four.
They're so good.
That's going to be crazy. Which killers were featured in one of the other two seasons that already aired?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That is correct. Other one was... the Menendez brothers.
Oh, man, that was good, too.
Question four. Olivia Rodrigo's guitar player was doing an interview, and he confirmed that Olivia was so obsessed with everybody getting along and being happy on her tour that she bought therapy for every single person and insisted that they do it, even like the roadies and stuff like that.
I don't like that she forced people to do therapy.
I think she may, well, insisted to me means that, like, I'm heavily suggesting.
When your boss heavily suggests something, it means you have to do it.
It's kind of funny to think Olivia Rodrigo was the boss.
I know. I don't like that. There's
She's
something
like 19.
About that I find very... I mean, what if somebody has, like, very serious trauma?
Right.
And now you're forcing them to deal with it. That doesn't feel right to me.
While you're traveling the country.
Right. Away from your family. Yeah.
What was the name of the album that tour supported?
Oh, God. Give it your best shot.
No.
BetterHelp.com.
No. Guts.
Right.
Question five. The disgraced owner of the Fyre Festival, he's still out there trying to con people. He did say Fyre Festival was coming back. He lied about the lineup again.
Oh.
And now he's giving up, and he is selling the Fyre Festival brand on an eBay auction.
Why would anybody buy that?
Great question. Bidding starts at $200,000, though.
What a steal.
If it increases by 40% by the end of the auction, how much is the total?
Oh, boy. 40%.
Mm. Can I buzz you?
Nope.
360,000. Uh-oh! You're close. 280,000.
I don't think that was very close at all.
All right. And Lauren, are you there?
Yeah.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got three.
Ooh,
Katie wins again. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Lauren, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today, but thank you. Hopefully you had so much fun playing and